Researchers at the USDA lab in Peoria, Illinois, say they're ready to test a jet fuel that's made partially from soybeans. But while scientists say the new fuel will decrease engine emissions, so far no jet manufacturer is willing to take on the cost of testing the fuel. Bob Dunn is the head researcher on the project. He says eventually government regulations will force companies to give the new fuel a try.
If somebody says, well, we can't let you fly this aircraft into this certain region because of the air quality issues, then the company's got to come up either with an alternative aircraft or they are going to lose some business in that area.
Dunn says in the meantime, his lab is working with the armed forces to try to find a way to complete a test of the fuel in jets. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull.